Welcome back here to Focus with Paul W. Smith. Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. this afternoon from the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational here at the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club. And we have to shift gears, though. There was a tragedy that took place in this area in Rochester Hills, what would many would determine would be a nightmarish weekend on Father's Day weekend, of course. And let's get right to it. Brian Barnett joins us, the mayor of Rochester Hills, as nine people were injured when a gunman opened up fire on a splash pad there in Rochester Hills on Saturday. Brian, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us here on WJR. I can't even imagine what the last 48 hours have looked like for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It is, it's been a traumatic and chaotic last 48 hours, but I'm reminded that, I'm fine. Our community will be okay. Our main focus is with those nine folks that were injured, in particular the two that are that still remain in critical condition, and we pretty much remain singularly focused on their recovery at the moment.
What do we know about the events that took place this past Saturday?
Well, obviously there's a lot to unpack. What's been reported and what we know, we've reported most of what we know. Obviously the situation appears to be completely random. I mean, this individual, hadn't had a history with the police. There wasn't a lot that we knew about him in advance. It doesn't, there's no reason for him to pick our splash pad. The folks that are injured, as I mentioned, seven of them in, stable condition, two in critical, three of them related. One of them was a member of our team. My heart breaks because you know what a splash pad is. I mean, it's a place where kids gather, where most of them are under 10. I mean, it's a place where family memories are created, and it wasn't on Saturday. And, there's so many emotions. There's sadness, there's anger, but I have to tell you that there's also quite a bit of pride and hope. I mean, just the heroes of this story are the first responders, who over 100 of them descended on the scene shortly after, and so many stories of the community coming together. This community will rebound. This issue won't define us. I think our response will.
Mayor, I have to ask you, you mentioned about the quick response and the ability for authorities to track down the perpetrator, and then of course the scene there at his home, but everybody working as quickly as possible. For those of us that are not in law enforcement or are in government, to be able to bring all of those resources together to come to a conclusion, albeit one in which the gunman decided on his own accord to end his own life, but to be able to get all of those wheels in motion as quickly as possible to find the suspect, I thought was truly remarkable.
You're right about that. It was a mix of some newer technology that proved very effective, along with just good hard police work and tremendous professionalism from those first responders. It's unique to note that some of the very first people on scene, I think we were on the scene within 2 minutes. We have a fire station just around the corner from the splash pad, but there were a couple residents that were there even before we got there, and one of them even had a tourniquet, and just immediately began providing medical assistance to some of the most injured folks. And it says a lot about people that run towards those kinds of things than those that don't. And for me, those are the things that encourage me. I know that's the spirit of our community. That's who we are. We aren't a different community because of that event. We are who we've always been. And that's what I saw that day, was incredible professionalism and some people that didn't have to, but provided help when it was needed most.
Mayor Barnett, it's something that, we as Americans, I don't really know maybe the correct way to phrase this, but we're too familiar with, right? And it's been going on for a couple of decades now, where we see something like this in the news, and it's not until it hits home, and then there's the reality of it all, if you will. And then, time marches on. How do you... I don't know. What would you say to the people that are concerned, the people that are maybe afraid? How do we rebound from something like this? We may have lost the mayor there, at least for a brief moment. The power of technology, right? As long as it works when we need it. That's what's most, that is what is most important. As you mentioned, the power of some new technology that the police department had used there in Rochester Hills. Mayor, do we still have you back?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There we go. Now we can hear you, right? Hey, as long as it works when we need it the most, right? And so I guess my question is, how do we reassure our communities? What do we tell our people? What's the message moving forward?
Well, it's a great question. And I think what I was saying is I don't know if there's a perfect answer for that. What I feel is important and what I will try to lead in whatever area I'm able to in is, listen, we will learn from this as much as we can. We've been in meetings all day. I just returned personally from the splash pad just a few moments ago. We will study this up and down and learn everything possible we can from this to better our community response moving forward. But what we won't do is let us change this. We will not let some person who chose randomly this location to change who we are. We value as a community getting together, celebrating open spaces, creating memories. I went yesterday specifically to spend time in one of our Rochester Hills parks. There were hundreds of people there with me. We're not going to change who we are. And that, I think, hopefully says a lot about what we are as a community and what we value. And I'll try to walk that line between there, but that's just as important to me.
And Mayor Barnett, this might be too soon to ask this question, but with the way that the suspect decided his own outcome in this, how do we go about trying to find, I don't know, maybe some justice or some closure? Because these families that have been affected by this, you know, they're going to feel the entire spectrum of feelings, and you know, no one can blame them for whether it's sadness, anger, whatever the case may be. But how do we get closure in an event like this when the suspect is deceased?
Yeah, that's really tough. You know, there's different schools of thought on whether it's better for a community for it to end like this or, you know, end in a trial and a prosecution. I'm not sure we'll ever know, even if he hadn't done what he chose to do, if we'd ever understand why. It appears that mental health was a significant component in his journey, in his life, and sometimes those questions just aren't answered. But what I can tell you that is important and what a community can do is stand up services for those that need it. We immediately put together a counseling center, opened it up right in the neighborhood there at our Department of Public Services. We had dozens of people stop by yesterday, families. I stopped by there yesterday. You could hear tears, you could hear laughter, and that's part of a journey and a process to healing is to be able to talk with professionals, share whatever situation you may be feeling with. We have those that station, that community center open the rest of this week. We'll keep it open as long as we need to. We had people on staff in the building today for our residents, those that responded to the scene. So we're going to stand up as many support services as we can for those that need it. That's something a community can do. And I just would share with your listeners, if you know someone, if it's you yourself that's struggling with some challenges, seek the help you need because it can make a huge difference.
Well, Mayor Barnett, we appreciate your time. For those that are listening, is there a website or a phone number, or if somebody is in need of some help, whether it be some counseling after the event or if they need something from Rochester Hills, is there somewhere that they can go?
Yeah, you call my office, call the City Hall. We will direct you wherever you need to go. There are obviously national numbers for those that need immediate help, 988 and other numbers. But if you want to specifically help or need help in Rochester Hills, call City Hall, hit our website, and we'll direct you and get you the help you need.
He is the mayor of Rochester Hills, Brian Barnett. And Mayor Barnett, thank you so much for your time. I'm so sorry that it is under the circumstances that we had this conversation. But you know, hopefully hope is on the horizon. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Focus with Paul W. Smith. Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. here on this Monday, 17th day of June, 2024. We'll be back with retired Brigadier General Doug Slocum, former Air Wing Commander for the 127th Fighter Group at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. He joins us. A new book that is coming out. We're going to touch on that as we met at dinner, and he said he had a book. So I said, let's talk about it. We'll do that next year on Focus with Paul W. Smith.